It's my very pleasant duty to welcome you all here this morning to this official opening of Livingstone Beath. I'd like to acknowledge, of course, that we are gathered on the traditional lands of the Larrakia people and pay my respects to their elders, past and present. But I would especially like to thank you, Prime Minister, for joining us today, as I'd like to thank you for the support that your government has given us to this stage, and also the support, Adam, that the Northern Territory and you and your ministers have given us to bring this project to the development. It is the most modern and technically advanced beef processing plant in Australia, and we are delighted to have you all here to be part of our opening of this facility. It is, of course, a very special day for AAK. It's a very special day for the staff of AAK who brought this dream to life. I want to thank them one and all for their tremendous efforts to bring us to this stage, and of course also the many construction partners that we have in bringing this project to where it is. Our company has been in business in Australia now since 1824. We've been investing in Northern Australia for over a century, and it's 95 years since our first investment in the Northern Territory. But we have never seen business opportunities of the magnitude that we are seeing right now. Asia's growing middle class is projected to number 3.2 billion people by 2030. And we expect that they will double the region's food consumption by the middle of this century. As a consequence, we are on the cusp of an export bonanza. AAK wants to see Northern Australia play a very significant part in providing high-quality food for that Asian mega-middle class. We want to revolutionise the northern beef industry and create a new channel to those Asian markets that are opening up. We want Northern Australia to benefit from Asia's growing prosperity, and we want what will be the Asian century to be Australian agriculture's century as well. That is why we have invested over $100 million in this facility and the assets that go to support it. Prime Minister, I also want to make a special mention of the magnificent work done by you and your Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, in securing free trade agreements with Japan, Korea and China. Together with the Howard government's free trade agreement with the United States, these agreements open up the market opportunities that make it possible for us to invest in ventures like this. We want Northern Australia to grasp this great opportunity and be a supplier of high-quality food to Asia's middle class and really become Australia's land of opportunity. It is now with the greatest of pleasure that I introduce the Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable Tony Abbott.